The next faculty member presenting at the think tank was Dr. Alan Vanook, who addressed a number of safety issues related to the use of bevacizumab in metastatic disease, specifically the use of this valuable agent in patients with prior arterial and thromboembolic events.
As always, with every decision we make in treating patients, you take the pros and cons and you weigh their benefits and risks and make your decision. So I don't believe that a global no or yes is the right answer to the patient with a history of arterial thromboembolic events. Clearly, the sum of the evidence suggests that patients who've had prior arterial thromboembolic events are at greater risk for developing subsequent events when treated with bevacizumab. And remember that the contemporary studies with bevacizumab have specifically excluded patients who had a variety of arterial thromboembolic events within a time frame, usually within a year. So I think it's prudent to think twice before you treat a patient who's had a recent myocardial infarction or arterial thromboembolic event inside the last year. But it's still a relative contraindication, because if you look at the data, even with the risk of thromboembolic events, the average patient gets benefit from bevacizumab, and it's only about a 4% incidence of arterial thromboembolic event. Now, the way I come down on it is to look at a couple of angles. One is, what's the goal of therapy? So if you believe that an excellent response to treatment might render a patient potentially curable and disease-free, and you want to give them the best shot at it, that might be a reason to use bevacizumab, even if there's a relative contraindication. On the other hand, if you have a patient with massive metastatic disease where your goal is clearly palliative, and you've got a marginal patient in terms of risk factors for these events, you might think twice about using bevacizumab. So again, there are lots of moving parts here. Now, the other thing I'll talk about is, I think there's a bit of a myth that patients who are anticoagulated can't safely be given bevacizumab. There's a fair bit of data that says that's not the case. I see patients, I think, who, frankly, there are errors on the side of treating when maybe bevacizumab wouldn't be my choice, but not treating when I wouldn't consider it contraindicated. And the main example of this sort of not treating because of a perceived contraindication is the patient who's anticoagulated, where there is no contraindication to treating with bevacizumab in a patient who, let's say, has been anticoagulated for a coronary stent placed 5 years ago, something like that.
Where did that thought come from? Obviously, in lung cancer, we have the issue of bleeds.
I presume early on, in the very beginning of the studies, there was this global angst about clotting and bleeding. In the original studies, there was an issue of should you anticoagulate, what to do about anticoagulation. And the data set is really only a sort of retrospective collation of data on how did patients who were anticoagulated do. So, you know, it's flawed in that there's the question of patient selection, why were they anticoagulated? But Julie Hamilton from Genentech has compiled their data, and I believe pretty compellingly demonstrated that if you think Avastin is otherwise indicated, the patient who's been anticoagulated can safely be given Avastin.
Are there any new data in terms of the risk of arterial events based on prior events and based on age?
I'm not aware of any. Now, Genentech has done a lot of excellent subsequent work to their original trials where they're collecting a lot of data, what's called the BRIGHT study and registry data. We may gather information, although remember the bias that will be inherent in this data set, because presumably people are thinking twice about using bevacizumab in at-risk patients. And if they're specifically only treating over 65-year-olds who haven't had thromboembolic events, they're winnowing out a better population of patients. So I'm not sure we'll get that prospective data.